Welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you could make it today. Did you remember to ask how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? Did you? I had somebody recently report that he said it was a hell of a day at work, but I never noticed. And at the end of that 10 or 11 hours, my boss said to me, "What are you in such a good mood for?" He says, "I don't know. I've been having fun all day." He said, "What? This has been a hell of a day." "Not really, boss." It was because he remembered to ask that question, so I wanted to remind you. How can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? Don't worry about how it'll work out. Just stay focused on the what, and the how will make itself known. I wanted to speak to you today about keeping your vibration high. Yep, about staying high. Wink, wink, take that how you want. It's really about how you're dealing with things that are looking like raw deals and stuff like that, which is pretty part and parcel of this whole mission I'm on for helping you to respond with dumbasses and the clown show on parade, you know, on the global stage. To, you know, go back and revisit that show, The Value of a Jerk, maybe, because they all do serve a purpose of some kind. If nothing else, we know what we don't want to be like and who we don't want to hang around with. It's the subtler ones, the ones that are a little bit less obvious that can really take you out. And if you're not listening to your big yes, if you're overriding what your knowingness is, you're going to end up in a pothole, taking a pitfall. And that one that could be avoided. And I'd like very much to keep you on the high road. The view is fantastic. It's so much better perspective. So if you've been with me at all during this, or if you're just brand new to the show, thank you for coming. I want you to know that none of this is about being judgmental. It's not about putting one person up and another person down. It's not that at all. It's simply polishing those glasses, sometimes removing those rose-colored glasses, and really seeing things for what they are, and also what they're not. You know, that expression, it is what it is, and it is what it ain't. That's my expression. You can quote me. You know what? Because isness, if it just is, like a pencil falls off the table, what does it mean? Oh my God. You know what? It's a pencil that fell off the table. That's all. You know, in India, they eat, you know, they respect cows and let them walk through their homes. And in the U.S., we eat them for lunch. So it's still a cow, right? But you can't get orange juice from a cow, so you have to know what you're working with, okay? Your perspective, and also a dose of reality. So when you see the things that are going on around you, remember, oh, okay. And really remember not to override yourself. I did that the other day. It's always a learning process, guys. We're never done. There is no there. This just in. There's no there. So you're always going to be unfolding like a lotus flower. And so don't get disappointed if you realize you're not perfect yet. None of us are. We're all just bumping along. But I want to give you the shortcuts and the roadmap with a lantern. How about that? Hey, let's go. And the reason I want to is because you contribute to world peace. You do. You matter so much. And by managing what you can manage in your world, you're doing everything and more that could be asked of anyone alive at this time. I really, really want to remind you of that. And the other part is that I want you to remember how powerful you are in creating a good time or a shitty time. You know, have you ever had ideas in your head that made the day really bad or worse? And it's just because you were thinking, wrong or negative, or you just decided to be like that. So what? You've also got the power to be otherwise. So although we're witnessing a lot of evildoers, I'm trying to be polite here, raise their ugly heads, what they really need is to be loved away. Yes, we can love away our enemies. I think that's the goal. You start, though, by loving yourself, your life, and I want to, you know, encourage you to look at those people that have just been, like, asshole in your life. Maybe it was a parent. You know, I could cite three of them that I could look at that way. Mom, dad, and stepdad. I could call them all that. But I could also be like, oh, okay. I became who I am not because of you, but thanks for being part of the push or whatever. I'm like, dude, you can change your perspective. You can find a way to appreciate what no longer exists, or you can be pissed off about it for the rest of your life. Pick one. But if you're carrying around a bag full of angst, resentment, remorse, guilt, you know, have you become a martyr? You know, oh, you know, are you like, I was. I'm not calling anybody names, I promise. But it's like you can get used to pain so much that you can generate it and keep generating it for yourself. Because somehow in that weirdness, you enjoy it or get, you know, got a release out of it and it made you feel better in some perverse way. But if you really just want to have perverse to other people, it's normal for you. But at what point is it over, right? At some point, just don't identify with being pissed off or depressed. Just at some point say, oh, okay, I can be done with that now. Give yourself permission to move on. Because forming an identity around, say, being an angry person doesn't manifest the outcomes that will help you along the way. You know, let's say you're wanting to build a fire and you forgot your lighter. You know what? Magically, somehow, you know, doesn't somebody come along that has a lighter? Like, it works out. Okay. It's a super big important point. So since it all works out anyway, why not enjoy the ride? And along the way, you know, check out nature and beauty and appreciate the moment. And you can do that the best by getting rid of the mess, mop up the stuff, you know, that's, you know, full of angst, and, you know, then you don't have to worry about it anymore. And, your slate's clean, and it creates a space for other people to come in and be of service to you. So I want to encourage you, when you see the toddlers rattling their rattles, don't empower them. Don't pick up the baby. Don't kick the baby. Right? But don't pick up the baby either. Just let it be. I go, oh, okay, baby. Pat, pat, pat. I'm going to go now. Step over the bars of the playpen, you know, and go somewhere else. That's how you do it. And it's so important that you do, because if you're hearing this show, I believe you're a way shower. I believe that you have something that, you know, has been always different about you too. Wink, wink. Do people say that to you? You're different. You got a different kind of look. I'm like, so do aliens. So what are you saying? What the hell? If you've never fit in, that's okay. You're in good company. You're not alone. You can feel that way. But more than anything, the point of it all is that the vibration you carry through your day, whether you're chopping wood or carrying water, is contributing to world peace. Love away those enemies. Just go, oh, okay, that's your trip. And remember that, you know, the light has already won. So there's no sense in empowering a dumbass with, you know, buying into their fear mongering, them rattling the bars of the cage. Look, we have a nuclear bomb over here. We're going to fuck you up. No, it's not going to happen. Don't buy into it. Just a bunch of monkeys on the monkey bars. No, one of the ways to deal with dumbass that comes out of my book is with wit. And so that's really been the point of the show. Thanks for joining me on the journey today. I want to leave you with a wonderful testimonial from a woman who will take you from what I teach you, like how to recognize a dumbass, and then she'll take you into a deep dive on how to change your values so you don't attract them anymore. So she and I are, I think you'll enjoy this little testimonial. I hope you'll get the book, How to Deal with a Dumbass, What to Do and Say When They Come Your Way. But it's really a spiritual perspective on how to enjoy the ride. Thanks for joining me today. Remember to say, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? It's Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.
Lonnie, I absolutely love your book, How to Deal with a Dumbass. It's exactly the slap in the face that most people need to wake them up to all the bad decisions they're making in their lives. So many are walking around asleep because they don't realize how much their destructive behavior is impacting them. You and I have talked about this before, but my coaching program is exactly that. I created a 6-month intensive boot camp called Mindset Warrior, and it's to teach people exactly what you're talking about in much more depth and giving them the tools to bring awareness as to where they're dealing with dumbasses and to empower them to just say stop. Love your book. Love you. Can't wait to hear more about it.
Electric fans. Who knew donkeys could laugh at other animals? But you gotta look it up on YouTube.